Alright. Alright. For those that believe I'm using a voice filter, here is the proof that I am not, and this is my actual speaking voice. So what I have is a motivational speech on my phone, and if the audio from this motivational speech is deep, that means I'm using a voice filter. If it is not, then my voice is naturally deep. Here is the moment of truth.
Conception of who they could be, and that conception should be.
As you can hear, the audio from the phone is still normal, and my voice is still deep. I repeat, the audio from the phone is still normal, and my voice is still deep. Now, that's out of the way. And for those that believe I am faking it, if I was faking it, there would be some strain in my voice. I'd be looking uncomfortable and things like that if I did this for too long. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a Joker impression from one of the lines he said in a Batman film, I believe. And it goes something like this.
I'm not a monster. I'm just ahead of the curb.
And then I can easily go back to my natural speaking voice just like that. So yes, this is the proof. This is my natural speaking voice for anyone that is wondering. What is good? This is Renegade X. And welcome back to another episode of the Black Nerd Talk. I, your Black Nerd, Renegade X, will talk about certain topics, about the things that are going on in gaming, and give my opinion about said topic to give you something to think about, and or give you a different perspective, and just to talk. However, so, I'm pretty sure everyone has heard the recent news at this point about the cancellation of the original PvE for Overwatch 2. So there was a dev stream for Overwatch 2 about the roadmap for Overwatch 2. Roadmap is just a scheduled plan that they have for the game for each season. Like, new characters, new maps, and all that stuff. The original PvE that we were going to have, it was going to be a full-fledged, four-player online co-op story mode. The characters were going to have skill trees, talents, and all that. And there was going to be this mode called Hero Mode, to where it was going to be replayable missions that were going to have you do random objectives such as defending something or some other stuff. Now, some of the things that were shown to us from the original PvE was Genji was going to shoot out a projectile every time he swung his dragon blade. Mei, when she did her crowd freeze, any enemy that was near her was going to get frozen, and Torb was going to have fire turrets. Yes, turrets he would place that would shoot flames from it. But now, that PvE is gone. And we are essentially going to get a watered-down PvE. Basically just the Archives missions. But, instead of a full-fledged thing, it's going to be periodically. So, basically, ever since a lot of stuff was happening at Activision Blizzard, such as COVID, the lawsuits, the Hong Kong incident,
And then they had to let a lot of people go. All that happening has caused a lot of damage, because right now they're trying to recover from it. So essentially, they're going to stick to us making the money, selling skins, the shop, working on PvP and ranked as usual. I'ma be honest, I'm slightly disappointed that we are not getting the original PvE. Because without all of that, the replayability is gone. Because think about this. What the characters have in their kit, they are designed to play a certain way, and that's it. There is no loadout and talent system like Paladins has, to where you can edit it a certain way to make the character play different. See, that adds replayability. Because the part 2 of the game was going to be the original PvE, the full-fledged story and everything like that. Because, I'ma be honest, Overwatch is too PvP. It's too PvP focused. And I'm getting sick about hearing PvP and ranked all the time. I feel that PvE players are the minority. Crazy thing is, Overwatch 2 is supposed to be a sequel, or what they said years ago when they announced it, is supposed to redefine what a sequel is. It got redefined, alright, but not in a good way. Because Overwatch 2 is not really a sequel. It's more like Overwatch 0.5. Because 6v6 got replaced with 5v5. A lot of stuff has been removed, such as the on fire system. The voice lines are still there, and they're going to add it in a future update. And since it is 5v5, a lot of characters are not properly adjusted to the 5v5 format. Not to mention, we have a lot of bugs in the game as well. Well, it's like Kratos said, keep your expectations low and you'll never be disappointed. I'ma be honest. Well, it's like Kratos said, keep your expectations low and you will never be disappointed. I'ma be honest, considering how a lot of these gaming companies operate today, you have to keep your expectations low. Because it's, forget what the consumers want. We are going to do whatever we want because we are still getting money. I rarely play Overwatch now. Back then I used to play it a lot, but since what has happened, then you know I just kinda got, I won't say bored, but I couldn't keep playing it forever. And I definitely don't play it solo, because whenever I play it, and since I am a PvE player, and I go to bots, 99% of the time I have to play support. Me playing Overwatch 2 by myself, that's support simulator. I don't want to be playing Lucio all the time. As much as I like playing Lucio, there are other characters in the game. I don't want to be one-tricking with Lucio. That's one of the reasons why I don't play Overwatch like that anymore. The only time I play it is if I'm playing with friends. And even that, I won't even play it that long either. See, honestly, I'm just getting tired of the nonsense in team-based games. That's just my opinion. But thank you for listening, and I will see y'all next time.